It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
After several summers of saying, I should do a story on our local pumpkin patch, my good intentions are finally becoming a reality. Today we'll begin a three-part visit that will introduce our listeners to Steve and Janet Widener, who own and operate a pumpkin paradise in northeastern Haskell County, Kansas. 15 years ago, Steve, a fourth-generation full-time farmer whose farm ground has been in his family since 1885, decided to plant a few pumpkins. The results of this seemingly simple task are truly mind-boggling, as the project has grown like Topsy to include 12 acres of more than 200 varieties of pumpkins, squash, and gourds. There's also a 4-acre corn maze, designed by Steve and put in by hand. That includes both a large maze and a kiddie-size maze. Wagon rides, duck races, a gift shop, and a children's playground are designed to keep everyone in the family busy. But several other truly original offerings definitely caught my eye and ear when I made a visit to the site about a month ago. First, I'm looking forward to trying to guess the weight of a giant pumpkin named Sasquatch, who will ride home with the winner, though at the time of my springtime visit, it was but a wee seed in a sack with hundreds of others. And speaking of seeds, there are a couple of unusual fruits that Janet told me about that I'd like to see. One is the hedgehog gourd, which has a furry outer covering. Also, the Queen Anne's pocket melon, which has a bland taste but a wonderful fragrance, thus making it a part of Milady's daily deodorant carried in her pocket at a time when bathing was pretty much taboo. But perhaps the highlight for many when attending the Haskell County Pumpkin Affair is the pumpkin catapult, or trebuchet, that was built by Steve and is definitely one of the more popular attractions of this annual autumnal event. I'm anxiously awaiting my return this fall when a small mountain of pumpkins will be individually sent skyward on a huge wooden slingshot, each hoping to break the long-distance record. My planting time visit occurred over Memorial Day weekend, when there was nary a plant to be seen, but lots of freshly plowed dark farm ground laid out in arcs and curves and awaiting a contraption designed to plant one seed at a time as it is pulled along the furrows. Actually, the Wideners told me that when they first planted, they did it by hand, riding on the back of a hand-built planting platform pulled behind a tractor. But as the pumpkin paradise idea grew, they had to graduate to more time-saving modern equipment. Planting, watering, and weeding are just a few of the tasks that will have taken place when next I visit, probably in August, to see how things are going and growing. Then our final visit will be during one of the October weekends when everything will be up and running. If you'd like to get a glimpse of the beginning stages of this year's Pumpkin Paradise, you can go to hppr.org to see a few photos that were taken during my preliminary visit. Or you can visit the Wideners' website at pumpkinparadisellc.com.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.